In the quiet streets of Hot Springs, Arkansas, a young boy with boundless energy and a mischievous grin was growing up, a boy who would one day become one of America's most elite warriors. Adam Brown's journey wasn't a straight path to heroism, but rather a winding road through darkness and redemption. As a child, he was fearless to the point of recklessness, always the first to jump from dangerous heights or stand up to bullies twice his size. This same fearlessness would later serve him on battlefields across the world, but first, it would lead him into the abyss of addiction. The promising young football player who had once inspired his teammates at Lake Hamilton High School disappeared after graduation. In his place emerged a young man adrift, watching his athletic dreams fade at Arkansas Tech and then Henderson State. Without structure and purpose, Adam turned to partying, alcohol, and eventually drugs. The descent was shockingly swift. What began with marijuana quickly escalated to crack cocaine after meeting his girlfriend Cindy Gravis, who introduced him to the substance that would nearly destroy his life. The transformation was heartbreaking for those who loved him. The once reliable son began missing work at the family business, stealing money and possessions to fuel his growing addiction. His parents, Larry and Janice, watched in helpless anguish as their son's personality warped beyond recognition. What makes Adam's story so compelling isn't just where he ended up, but how far he had to climb to get there. Adam's arrest became his turning point. His parents' decision not to bail him out forced him to confront his choices. During his confinement, Pastor Smith's visit and personal stories rekindled Adam's faith. When given the choice between prison or Christian Teen Challenge, Adam chose the program that would transform his life. The structured environment helped him rebuild himself, developing the discipline that would later define his military career. During recovery, he met Kelly, who recognized his genuine commitment to change and emerging spiritual depth, looking beyond his troubled past. With renewed purpose, Adam pursued becoming a Navy SEAL, a calling that matched his natural fearlessness and newfound discipline. He and Kelly secretly married before boot camp, ready to face future challenges together. Despite needing a special waiver for his past drug addiction, Adam chose complete honesty during enlistment. He thrived in boot camp's rigid structure and excelled in training. As SEAL training intensified, with fatherhood approaching, his determination grew stronger. During the grueling Hell Week, while others quit, Adam's unwavering perseverance saw him through. After joining SEAL Team 4, Adam suffered a severe eye injury that threatened his military career. Rather than accept medical retirement, he adapted by learning to shoot with his non-dominant eye and developed compensatory techniques. When unable to participate in ground missions, he excelled in intelligence and strategic planning roles. His next goal seemed impossible, qualifying for the elite SEAL Team 6, DEVGRU, despite his impaired vision. He not only pursued this, but also trained as a SEAL sniper. Then another setback struck, a severe hand injury requiring multiple surgeries. Undeterred, Adam learned to shoot left-handed and continued volunteering for high-risk missions during recovery. Initially disqualified from DEVGRU selection, his persistence and support from former commanders earned him another opportunity. Against all odds, he completed the selection process and advanced to SEAL Team 6 in November 2006. In Afghanistan's rugged mountains, Adam revealed dimensions of his character that transcended military excellence. While his tactical skills earned respect among fellow operators, his humanitarian spirit truly set him apart. Amid intense combat operations in Kunar Province, Adam noticed something many overlooked: local children without proper clothing or shoes as winter approached. This observation sparked a mission beyond his military duties. Adam mobilized contacts back home to gather donations, eventually distributing over 500 pairs of shoes to Afghan children. The image of this highly trained special operator patiently teaching children to tie shoelaces captures the remarkable duality of his character, seamlessly transitioning from battlefield intensity to compassionate mentorship. This same compassion extended to his team. When comrades were lost in combat, Adam processed grief deeply, yet remained a source of strength for others, helping maintain team cohesion during the most challenging periods. At home, Adam demonstrated similar adaptability in family life. Despite career pressures and physical injuries, he reintegrated smoothly after deployments, acknowledging Kelly's parenting efforts and resuming his role as father with natural ease. He coached his son Nathan's sports teams, imparting lessons about determination through playful interactions that belied their profound significance. Throughout these experiences, Adam's faith remained central to his identity. After difficult missions, he grappled with reconciling combat actions with his Christian beliefs, working through these complex moral questions in heartfelt conversations with Kelly. During Objective Lake James, Adam's final mission, what began as a planned assault against insurgent forces became chaotic when enemies mixed with civilians. Adam responded with characteristic courage, maintaining discipline while trying to neutralize threats without civilian casualties. As fire came from multiple directions, he sustained fatal injuries while continuing to protect his team. His fellow operators extracted him under fire, honoring the sacred bond that no one is left behind. At his funeral, SEALs placed their tridents on his casket in ultimate respect, while his hometown renamed a road in his memory. Adam's sacrifice powerfully demonstrated his transformation, from a young man once headed for self-destruction to one who gave everything protecting others. Adam's final wish was for his complete story to be told, both his heroism as a SEAL and his struggles with addiction. This request showed remarkable courage, as it meant exposing vulnerabilities many would hide. Adam believes sharing his journey could show others that past failures don't determine future possibilities. In a meaningful connection, Osama bin Laden's death came at the hands of Adam's former SEAL team, validating the mission for which he had given his life. His story resonates across diverse groups. Veterans see a brother who understood service's dual nature. Those battling addiction find hope in his recovery. And people of faith recognize how spiritual conviction can fuel courage. Adam's legacy lies in how he lived, with a fearlessness that merged physical courage, moral integrity, and emotional vulnerability. His journey proves that our greatest limitations can become strengths when transformed by purpose and faith. Had his life ended in his darkest days, it would have been a cautionary tale. Instead, it became a testament to redemption and sacrifice, showing that a life's worth is measured not by its perfection, but by its direction.